And Kenna, what about the issue of osteonecrosis of the jaw? How do you explain it to patients, and what do you do to sort of prevent it?
The most important thing is once you get it, you've got it. So prevention is key. We do a panoramic of the jaw before we start any bisphosphonate therapy. Anytime patients are going to have invasive dental procedures, and I don't mean teeth cleaning, I mean something like a root canal or a dental extraction, they need to be off the bisphosphonates before and after that is done, and then it can be resumed. We usually do about 2 months before we resume. So you need to prevent it. And the other thing is, ask patients, do they have any dental pain? Look in their mouths. I'll never forget a patient came in and she said, well, my mouth hurts because my dentures don't fit well. And I asked her to take her dentures out. And literally, she had osteonecrosis of the jaw. She had no idea that she had it. And she was gluing the dentures to the bone on the roof of her mouth. So WNL, we never looked. You always need to look. If they complain of it, ask them about it. And you can do this when you're hanging the bisphosphonates in the clinic. Are you having any issues? When is the last time you saw your dentist?
Raphael, what about management of osteonecrosis of the jaw once a patient develops it? Are there any surgical interventions that are helpful?
I think most of the oral surgeons think of it as an avascular necrosis of the mandible. So antibiotics are usually provided. There's some debridement that is done on occasions when there's spicules or there's areas that are painful. But my impression is that they're learning with us, of course, but they tend to be very conservative. I think prevention is key. It is now recognized, I think this is more clear now, that extraction, so the creation of a socket in the bone, creates an exposure that leads more likely to osteonecrosis. Not as much with cavity fillings, root canal, but it's more creating that socket. So in those circumstances, there's some limited data to say that prophylactic antibiotics might actually help.